on the fake show. Wood.
All right. That counts. Okay. That counts for me, too. But this game, it's definitely showed a trend. But one thing the Pacers can't do in the playoffs is get down like this, because they're going to be playing teams with super high talent. And the Pistons have talent, but they're not that good of a team, as they're 29-30. And they still manage to hold that lead. Not hold it throughout the whole game, but the Pistons showed off. Actually, I think they did hold the lead through the whole game. That's what Garrett was telling me earlier. So,
yeah,
we'll go with that. I was kind of sad I didn't get to watch it.
It's hard to dig yourself out of the hole if they would just, I mean, which they're actually good at, if they just wouldn't dig the hole to begin with.
They would be perfectly fine. Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was saying. But going through some of the stats of last night, nothing crazy, but quite a few players had quite a good game. Bojan Bogdanović was the leading scorer with 25 points. He played 35 minutes, though, so he was probably a little tired after last night.
I would believe.
Then we have Darren Collison with 21 points and 5 assists, which is okay for being a point guard, mm-hmm. I would say. And then we have 23 points by Domantas Sabonis. And then everyone else was very silent.
Yeah.
Like Tyreke Evans played 16 minutes, 0 points. Miles Turner, 30 minutes, only 5 rebounds and 7 points. And then Thaddeus Young put up a double-double, 12 rebounds, 10 points in 29 minutes. So, I mean, that's a good game for Thaddeus Young. But overall, it just wasn't really great team play, which the Pacers are known for. It seemed like Bogdanović, Collison, Sabonis, and I guess I'll put Matthews and Young. So we have 5 of our players out of the whole team that had a decent game. But to win in the NBA, you have to have either an all-star player like James Harden, who's going to drop like 50 points a night or something ridiculous. Or you just got to be a well spread out team, which the Pacers normally are. But this game, looking at the stats, since I didn't get to watch the game, it really kind of seems like.
Yeah,
it got
like
really
got
nasty.
Flamed hard.
Going back to your Metro Boomin, 21 Savage, Kodak Black, and Travis Scott did do a song, and it's called No More.
Yes, I love that song. Yeah. So I've already, like, this combo I've seen work already with Travis and 21. So I was like, okay, let's give it a little click.
And I feel like it was the best combination on this album. Like, they definitely fit together.
I don't know. I thought Clout with Cardi B, I mean, they kind of are dating, so I was like, they probably got good chemistry.
Well, when you think about it like that.
I actually hated Offset's part. I am not a Cardi B person. I'm becoming more of a Cardi B
person. I love Cardi B.
I'm not a Cardi B person.
I loved her verse in this song. She hated Offset's. I did not think he went well with her. I think she fit the beat and everything else, but I didn't think he did.
I felt like, I kind of agree with that statement. Offset's part in Clout wasn't awful, but once I feel like after I listened to it the first time and I went back to listen to the second part, I was just waiting for Cardi B to kick in.
Right.
I was just like, okay, Offset. Well, Cardi B.
He was too mellow, and then she got too excited, and then it was just back to mellow, and it just didn't work together.
I think it's more of just Cardi's a better rapper than Offset is individually.
Oh no.
Hot take.
Hot take.
Cardi usually does singles and stuff like this.
That is true.
Offset's more of a group rapper, I think, because he's a flame with the ad libs.
Offset.
Exactly. He's an animal with that. But Cardi singly, she's better, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with that, honestly.
I mean, it's kind of hard to judge because this is Offset's first solo album, and Cardi B does a lot of solo music.
No, she's only had one solo album.
Yeah, but she's done a lot of solo singles.
She's
got a little more content to work with, and you know, so I'm
no because
no
most
comment.
Those, most of those songs were still features.
I mean, every song's gonna have features.
Yeah, but this was no. But on her album, she had songs that were just her own.
Exactly, but
well,
this
is
also,
his first album
actually,
too.
Okay,
they each only
I just
have
really
one
wasn't
album.
Trying to pick one.
Oh man, don't try to get around this.
All right, well. I personally like Cardi B more.
Oh, man.
I didn't want to have to throw shots at my
Cardi
boy Offset,
B.
but.
Okay, well, okay.
Cardi B or Offset?
I love Migos, so yes. It's so hard.
But no, we're judging off of just Offset. Just single. This album.
This album.
Well, then Cardi B. I don't like Cardi B either. It's I don't like
don't
this.
Don't even go there.
I don't like this.
Why are y'all making me do this?
I don't like this matchup because I'm not... I don't like Offset alone, and I don't really like Cardi B, so...
Okay, oh, so man. we have a mutual...
A mutual hatred.
A mutual hatred for both ends, and that's perfectly fine.
Not hatred. Dis-